But boys, this story ain't about you this time. It's about my 75 years on this mountain.
Anya Hinkle moved from Southern Virginia to Asheville in 2006 for the bluegrass music scene, but she learned to adopt the soul of a bluegrass artist from the bluegrass music scene in, of all places, Japan.
My husband is from Japan, and so we go every year for about a month or two. People are really comfortable with a lot of silence, what I would consider awkward silence. I've learned a lot from the way that they play, the way that they express themselves. It's much more reserved and lovely. It's been a real relief to feel like I can let that much space hang out there in my music and in between songs. And you realize that that's where a lot of the magic is communicated.
Teleco is Hinkle's band, and their new album is called Woven Waters. It's a tapestry of calm and storm. Atop delicate rhythms and moving melodies are stories laced with truth and the fire of human experience.
I've always loved folk music and female singer-songwriters. I've always loved bluegrass, too, and traditional bluegrass, but I feel like I'm bridging those worlds more than I have in the past.
Before Hinkle thought seriously about music, she was an avid competitive cyclist. That's how she met her husband, and she studied ethnobotany in Berkeley, California. Her research carried her throughout the Pacific Islands, from the remote Marquesas Islands to New Zealand, Fiji, Hawaii, and Japan. She's also lived in Mexico and studied in Costa Rica, all of them experiences that she said left her stuck after she moved to Asheville and tried writing her own music.
I had traveled around the world. I had seen so many cultures, and I was back in the hills and hollers and playing music of a tradition it just wasn't a fit, you know, all of the experiences and things I was thinking about. You know, any kind of political topics or anything really personal just didn't seem like a fit somehow. I wasn't sure how my experiences really fit in with that genre. And now I feel like there's so many things to write about, sometimes I don't even know where to start.
Did you ever walk?
She credits her creative breakthrough to understanding bluegrass music from the perspective of the listener.
Maybe part of that is discovering how broad our expression can be musically, and also learning more about the audience for our music, what people are listening for. We can all get in ruts of expressing the same kinds of themes, the same kinds of melodies over and over again. I guess I find it inspiring to think about how to share my music with an audience because I'm always considering them.
When Hinkle moved to Asheville, she found a quick community through the open jams at Jack of the Wood. One night, she had mistakenly left with a guitar belonging to Greg Stiglitz, and he left the club with hers. The two have written and performed music together ever since, first through three albums with the band Delia Law, and now two albums with Teleco.
His style is pretty different than mine, so when we put an album together, his kinds of themes that he writes about are very different. His singing style and all of those things really are counterpoint to what I do.
What a great mistake I made to be out here in the dark. I have no blade, my life to save. Lighter makes a spark, but just a spark.
Hinkle sometimes sings music in Japanese or Spanish. She's fluent in both and says both continue informing her music. Still, after traveling the world, she expects Asheville to remain her home.
I think the musical connections have really helped me here. When you have a band that's trying to build on what it's doing, those things become something that you want to stick around for.
Teleco celebrates Woven Waters with a show January 18th at the Grey Eagle in Asheville. I'm Matt Pikin for Blue Ridge Public Radio News.